Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
All right, we're back. Real Ass Podcast Friday Show. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. He's Louis J. Gomez. He's coming at you from quarantine. I like to make up a little quarantine song every time. I feel like songs will keep everyone positive. Sal Volcano tweeted something earlier on today, which I really thought was a great idea. He tweeted that he's thinking about putting up his Christmas tree just because. And I was like, that's a fucking great idea. Because they say that. They say that Christmas ornaments and Christmas music puts everyone in a great mood. It puts everyone in a very positive mood. And in this time, I mean, has there ever been a better time to need positivity? Shannon, we're going to be playing some Christmas songs on today's show. Randomly throughout, I want just Christmas music.
Yeah, but Louis, Sal's tree is made of $1,000 bills. Of course it puts him in a good mood.
Yeah, fuck you, Sal. How are you in a bad mood? I'm sick of rich people in general. Yeah. Yeah, if I was rich, I would be in a great mood too. I'd be in my $1 billion fucking house.
I'm so sick of being cooped up in this 30-room mansion.
It ain't shit, doggy. When you're fucking, you're dealing with Chris Stanley. I mean, I don't even know what's going on, but it looks like one of the, it looks like the fourth level of Doom Eternal. That looks like
a great reference. This is just a brownstone, bro. Okay, get off my fucking dick. There's just bricks behind you. There's exposed fucking bricks.
The exposed brick is actually a very expensive, high quality, classy thing in New York City. Now, in any other city in the world, you're like, okay, you're living in ruins. But in New York City.
Yeah. The big time. Corona Central.
Yeah, it is. We're ground zero.
We have more fucking corona than every other country in the world combined.
Just here in New York City. Is it New York City or New York City?
New York City. New York City. Yeah.
Chris, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you turn your microphone around? I don't like it. It looks like we're doing an advertisement for blue microphones.
Well, sir, is that what you said?
They don't pay us in order to... In the movie, they do pay you guys. All right, look, we have a great show planned today. Look, it is Friday morning show. We record the night before now, which is fine because when we say crazy shit now, we get edited out. You guys don't have to be privy to the real ass podcast anymore. This is the edited version, very safe version of the podcast. So don't worry, guys. Nothing edgy will be said on this show today because if we do, Shannon, what will you do?
Edit out.
Goddamn fucking right. Shannon, I also like how you have chosen a photograph of you that looks like you're enjoying the show, you're enjoying life, when in reality you're just fucking getting fat and you're miserable. And
I haven't gained any weight. I can take the thumbnail off if you want me to.
It's like when Homer Simpson was on jury duty and he had the glasses with open eyes.
Shannon, that's your good side.
It is my good side, yeah.
Shannon just has a looping gif of her laughing and smiling.
Where'd my bong go, man? I have the bowl piece of my bong, but I don't have my bong. How is it possible?
Louis, you're fucking falling apart in front of our eyes right now. Are you really have to get up to find the rest of your fucking bong right now?
Can we let the fans know that you were somehow late to a Zoom meeting?
I wasn't late, actually. Can I be honest?
You can't be honest. 22 minutes late. 22 fucking minutes late. I'm just sitting in this fucking house just waiting for fucking Louis J. Gomez to show up like it was Gas Digital Studios.
Like your name is James.
But you're outside of a school, Stanley? That's shocking.
I love when you get dates.
No, I got a new setup here, okay? I have another computer that I'm using right now.
That's cool.
And Shannon, do I feel like a little off?
Are you a little off?
No, I'm saying like is like my am I moving at the same? I feel like my mouth is not matched up to my voice.
From what I'm seeing, it's matched up on my side.
Okay, maybe it's just not on my side. But Shannon, if it's not, and I point this out, and now you know, everyone's gonna know.
I didn't notice it up until you said it, but there is like a fucking half a second off from your mouth to the sounds.
I know,
and that's technical speak.
Yeah, mouth sound half second off.
Chef, twice as long from his brain to his mouth, by the way.
Zach, because you know, because you get a little ballsy because you're fucking out. I walked your mother down the aisle. I still don't know where you live. It could be Jersey, could be Brooklyn.
I live in Brooklyn. You know that. We're close friends.
Don't get all cocky, you piece of shit.
Looks like Louis acting like a big man over there.
We got a great show planned today. Shannon, you know what? Actually, I prefer this interested look. Instead of what you would normally be having, I prefer the Shannon. Shannon is finding me charming and funny.
She's engaged.
She's very engaged.
No, instead of just her chugging vodka with cats meandering behind her.
Yeah, it is.
Shannon, a shot of a hot girl.
That's Shannon, it, like, show them titties.
Oh, I threw them out because my cats were sitting over them all the time.
Shannon, make new like paper Lewis? Fucking titties. I'm sick of this shit. The show needs to fucking expand. We need to be doing new segments. Shannon, new rule. New rule. Oh, that's actually a new thing I'm going to do on the show. It's called New Rule.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
New rule, Shannon. Every show, you have to present a new fun segment or game idea that we're going to play with our guests. Okay. I'm sick of it.
What are you sick of?
Yeah, and he's just sick of no games. And what are Chris and I going to do tonight?
I had an idea for this show that was actually suggested by Ian Fidance. He once was furious at you and said, whatever, go back to playing Guess the Rape or whatever. And I don't understand why we don't do that on this show.
Guess the Rape.
You can have Shannon read the graphic details of a rape and then show five pictures and we have to guess the rapist.
It's a fucking brilliant idea, Chris. Shannon, he just made that up in real time. He's not even a fucking
Ian made that
podcast
up.
Producer.
Ian made
he's
that
a,
up.
He's a chef and a drug dealer. Okay, that's not.
Edit
brilliant
that
people. Those edit are brilliant that. People.
Edit that out.
Fine. He's a former chef and a drug dealer.
Edit that too.
Comedy special producer.
Look, he's a chef in the streets and a drug dealer in the kitchen.
Sometimes he gets confused. Sometimes he puts drugs in the souffle and he's like, I'm losing my mind here.
Oh my God, it's crazy. That's a $19,000 cake I just fucking baked. Jesus Christ, I'm in a lot of trouble. What the fuck?
Oh shit, dude. I just made a $30,000 mistake.
I'm in a lot of fucking, I'm in deep shit right now.
My supplier is going
to. That's Lewis's impression of Ralph.
High Society Radio, Real Ass Podcast crossover show. Wanted to get Bronx Johnny for the show, not available. That's okay.
No,
it's okay.
You know, I'm starting to think it's not okay because he didn't show up to our fucking show for a month and a half.
Where's Bronx Johnny right now? Is he Zooming?
Oh, he's back.
Wife?
No. He's home. He's dealing with his grandparents and shit. You know, their old coronavirus is happening.
Are they dead?
No, not yet.
Are they dying of it?
I mean, probably. Aren't all old people dying of this? He's very vague.
Do you guys know anybody that died of this?
Yeah.
You know, yes. Zach?
Yeah. I know a friend of a father of a friend just died of it 2 days ago.
Shannon, do me a favor. Just edit me answering for them over their mouths. No, I don't know anybody. It's weird, right? Conspiracy, that's what I say.
Shut the fuck up. It's not a guy. Although I was setting 5G cell phone towers on fire earlier today. But that was just because I want to.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's causing the virus. It's the 5G.
Have you heard about this, Lewis?
Somebody said something about the 5G causing the virus. I didn't know what it meant, though. I've heard this three times now.
All right, so apparently in Britain, this is where it started, was the people of Britain think that 5G cell phone towers, which is the new cellular technology, that's actually proliferating the coronavirus. It's making it stronger and spreading it to everyone. And so the brilliant individuals of Britain are now setting them on fire. And then Woody Harrelson thinks it's true. And MIA, the rapper, thinks it's true.
Mm. We must set the towers on fire. We must.
Hello, Governor.
Bring the dragons in.
Get behind the moat, eh?
British people are fucking stupid as shit, dude.
Yeah, they're pretty fucking dumb.
They're dumb as shit. Do you remember the American Revolution?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we beat the shit out of them.
Not only did we beat the shit out of them, yeah. Let me explain to you guys. Maybe some of you guys don't know anything about history, okay? Shannon, check this, okay?
I don't. Tell me. Teach me.
Not only did we beat the shit out of the fucking British, okay? Yeah. But we did it with, like, sticks and rocks.
Yeah, we were Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, dude, we were savages. We were fucking, dude, we were raping their women. We were beheading them in the fucking forest, dude.
All we had were muskets at best. I mean, that's a fucking joke.
They had, dude, they had muskets. They had bayonets. They had red coats.
Sure.
We were fucking animals. We would take rocks and we would bash their fucking British heads in.
Stupid fucking limeys.
Yeah, we didn't give up. We had no respect for them, dude.
We don't anymore either. We just, to this day, we don't have any fucking respect for them.
That is, if there are British fans at the show, and I know we do have some, but that is what we're taught in elementary school about what happened with the American Revolution.
Well, now everyone's taught homeschooled because school's fucking done.
That's what I'm teaching my son now. Now my homeschooling with James, it's like fucking Luis J. Gomez lessons. Ask me any lesson. I'll tell you guys.
That is, fucking biology.
History, math, biology,
teach me
science.
Teach me about biology. What's
earth science?
Yeah, sure, earth science. Yeah, okay.
Would you like some earth science?
I would love some earth science.
What do you know about tectonic plates?
Great rapper.
All right.
It's not a rapper.
He believes that the 5G cell phone towers are responsible.
It's not fucking real.
It's immortal technique.
Am I confusing somebody? Okay. Tectonic plates. I'm assuming that those have something. Let me see. Shannon, fact check this. I'm assuming that tectonic plates have something to do with earthquakes.
Shannon? Did she fall asleep?
No, I'm here. It checks. It checks out.
Shannon, did you actually fact check it?
No. I know, because if I tell you you're wrong, you're going to yell at me.
I'm not going to yell at you. I want to know how close I am. Tectonic plates.
First of all, TikTok is the app that OK Boomer Girl's on.
Oh, shit. Isn't that what robots eat off of? Tectonic plates?
Wordplay.
Shannon, give me a fucking Lewis drop right there. That was a solid, solid joke. Solid joke. Ged, give me another thing. Ged.
Anything? What's mitosis? This is a little biology question.
Your toes?
There's a baby on the end of your fucking feet.
Toesies. Yeah, this little toesie went to the market. This little toesie stayed home. Whatever. Next.
Lewis, you got all the answers, man. Oh, what happened during the missile crisis in the 60s? That's a history question. Throwing it out.
Wait, Cuban one?
Do you mean the Cuban missile crisis?
You fucking got it, bro.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
That was a softball. I just wanted to make sure you're on your toes. You know what I'm saying?
Doggy, that's it. And I'll tell you what happened there. Yeah, I can actually tell you what happened there.
Tell me. I want to know.
JFK, president at the time.
Okay. Rest in piss.
Slinging at a dick.
He was smashing Marilyn Monroe. He's cheating all over the fucker's wife. And I got to be honest with you, I got no problem with that. I'm not saying you should cheat. I'm just saying a man who is the president of the United States that's crushing some puss, just winning regularly. That's what you want in a person who's fucking leading the free world. Do you want somebody who's a winner? You want some fucking guy who is not coming, who's fucking his old fucking baddie wife. By the way, what's your name?
You probably come sometimes. If you're the president, you should probably come once a day. You probably need post-nut clarity to fucking pass a budget.
I'm the vice president of Gas Digital, and I come multiple times per day. Can you only imagine if I had the same type of pressure that the president of the United States has?
Probably a murder-suicide.
Yeah. Debatable that I actually work harder than the president, but whatever. We're going to put that aside.
Don't get political.
I'm not getting, dude, I won't get political, but I'm pretty hard. So, JFK.
Yeah.
He's the president.
Yeah.
He's got some issues with Fidel Castro.
Sure.
They're having some beefs. Likely over trade deals.
Or communism.
Trade deals about communism.
Russia
is like, hey, bro, hey, we know you don't like fucking JFK. There are a bunch of fucking queer bait bitches over there, and he fucking cheats on his wife. Vladimir Putin, very Christian, very faithful to his wife.
Also immortal, apparently.
He is immortal. He's immortal. He's a rapper. You're right.
He's immortal technique.
He's immortal technique.
Comes around.
So he says, you know what, dude? How about this? We're going to fuck with America right now. Let's put some fucking nukes on Cuba, point them right at America, and make JFK shit his pants.
I think it was Khrushchev, though, that was president of Russia at the time. Or
was I right about everything else, though?
You were pretty accurate.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to get all the fucking details right, though, if you're going to be teaching the kids. That's the issue.
Okay, Lynn, can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I make a very, very real point?
Please do.
An astute point.
That's a good word, man.
They taught me the right name, and it didn't stick. So what does it matter?
That's the thing. It does matter. It does matter.
It doesn't. Zach, did you know the fucking name? Khrushchev?
No.
Khrushchev?
No. Khrushchev.
No, but we're also both not a million years old, like Stanley. When Stanley learned that, it was called Current Events.
What's in the news today? Khrushchev, huh?
Hey, here next month, there's going to be something called the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Stanley works in satellite radio. What do you want me to tell you?
Hey, it's space radio, all right? I think they're rebranding.
It's pretty badass, dude.
Sure.
You know it's fucking, you know it's true though? Almost nearly, damn near guaranteed, Stanley?
What?
Space aliens are listening to you regularly.
Oh, that's great. Did you see that fucking video of those Martians around the moon?
Martians?
You should find this fucking video. It just went
viral. That's how big coronavirus has gotten. Like, we've actually discovered intelligent life, and we're like, you know what, dude?
Just fuck it. Just there's a fucking plague.
I was confused. I was like, Martians are listening to SiriusXM? What, do they all get rental cars?
It's 3 months. 3 months free right now. There's space Kias.
Yeah, I'm fucking. Are you guys buying all this shit that's happening right now?
What do you mean buying all this shit? I'm buying it because people are dying and we're on a Zoom meeting. You're not buying it? We're fucking doing a podcast over a fucking goddamn conferencing app.
You guys been outside for 8 seconds?
Everyone's wearing fucking masks. Yeah, I buy it. There's fucking lines in the grocery store.
Sheath Underwear sent me bunch of those really expensive masks.
Oh, nice.
What are they?
Those are tighty whities, Lewis.
Yeah. And they're
you're wearing them wrong.
And they're used too, oddly enough.
I sheath my nose in the dick pouch. They sent me like the M99. No, that's the bus that takes you to the airport.
That's racist.
They sent you the what is it, the N95 masks?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Are those expensive?
They are now, bro. They used to be cheap as fuck.
How expensive are the N95 masks, Shannon? Give me a price check.
I feel like you could probably get $20 a pop for them right now.
Amazon's not even selling them. They're like, this is for fucking doctors and nurses who need them, not schlubs on the street.
Well, Sheath, my fucking, my new metal underwear company.
Your N95 word.
The N95 masks.
Oh, that mask. Sorry. Fuck.
That's what I call my Obama mask.
Lewis, come on.
Come on. Too far. Shannon, I want to price in these N95 masks because I have a few and I refuse to wear them.
This is what comes
up. Why would you refuse?
I refuse.
I search shopping on Google and this is what it comes up. You can't. See? Yeah.
They don't exist anymore, dude.
They're just out of existence.
This is like a Don Mattingly rookie card.
I'm going to see on Amazon if at least I can see the price.
Is that a good card to have?
That would be a good baseball. I mean, at this point, I don't know how anyone would give a fuck about a baseball card, but yeah. Before the COVID, yeah, the rookie DiMaggio card, yeah, that'd be good.
No, not DiMaggio, Don Mattingly.
Don Mattingly.
No, Don Mattingly, yeah, that's good too.
That's probably still pretty good.
I put my Corona mask in the spokes of my bicycle. So like,
Dougie, I only know the name Don Mattingly. That's the only baseball player that I just remember as a kid that was a baseball player on the Yankees that people enjoyed.
People enjoy, but he was a giant loser. The year after he left, the Yankees won the World Series. And then,
oh, really?
He came back as a coach to the Yankees. And the year he left as a coach of the Yankees, they won the World Series again.
Mattingly curse.
Yeah, he's a fucking bum.
What is he doing right now? What
do you think? I think he's another coach. I think he's a coach for the Dodgers.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dodging a title.
But he left a...
Everyone, high fives all around. High fives all around. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I am pretty good at telling jokes. But he was somebody as a child that I would say was my favorite baseball player.
But it's the only one you knew, so he would obviously be your...
Like baseball at all. Don't even know a position to this day.
Yeah.
If I had a guess. Well,
yeah, go.
First base.
That's what his position was, yeah.
Was that it?
I think it was an outfielder. I can't remember.
Pitcher?
He wasn't a pitcher.
Kicker.
That's football, bro.
Or soccer. Don't be a close-minded asshole, dude. You know, I kicking other sports, dude. Taekwondo.
It was very xenophobic of me.
Yeah, you're close-minded dickhead, dude. Taekwondo, Muay Thai, kickball.
Unwanted pregnancy.
Yeah. You remember kickball?
Yeah, I remember kickball. It was fun as fuck. What about it?
I wonder who the first person ever played kickball. It's a dumb game. Yeah. It's a dumb game. It's like kickball is baseball, right?
Yeah.
It's baseball soccer.
You just can't trust a kid with a bat maybe in elementary school, or maybe just like some kid complained about having to play dodgeball because he was a fucking dork. And they were like, what else are we going to do with these stupid red balls?
But
I think it's a lot harder to get hurt by the big red ball. While baseball can fuck you up.
Well, baseball is really fucking people up that often. I mean, how many kids – you heard – look, I've been hit with a baseball from just like not paying attention and the kid throwing it at my head. It really goes – don't blink if you're playing baseball. I'll tell you that much.
Gomez, think fast.
Dude. Thanks for the PSA.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't really hear about people really getting fucked up at baseballs, but soccer, kickball is essentially just baseball without a bat. You just play with a big fucking big old ball.
Well, fucking kickball is just like there's no real,
skill.
Yeah, there's no skill whatsoever.
There's no skill in pitching. There's no skill in catching. There's no skill in anything. It's essentially like a step below softball, because softball is almost like the gateway drug to kickball. When you see adult men playing softball, and I feel bad because I know that it's like very, very big.
Oh, it's huge.
You're like, what are you doing, dude? Just play fucking baseball or give up on your fucking sports dream.
How about you go home and hug your kid?
That's never going to happen. He has a softball league to go to. Drink until he blacks out and plays a meaningless fucking game.
We should play we should have a kickball league.
What are we, some common hipsters?
Is that a regular thing? Is there a kickball league in New York City?
Definitely.
Zog Sports, bro.
Yeah, go ahead hipster fucking kickball leagues are a big deal.
No, no women. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Women going to do? They're going to fucking...
You just make sandwiches.
They're going to fucking... No skill in the catching, pitching, or fucking kicking. So who cares?
Yeah, women.
At least we had to see them run the bases, you know? Titties will be bouncing.
That's true. Shannon, would you play kickball on our kickball league? Because I feel like me, you, and Zach might be able to beat High Society Radio in a kickball game.
Sure.
Wow. That's fucking serious.
I don't think so.
Actually, the more I think about it, there's absolutely no chance. Zach's going to pass out as he walks to the mound. Shannon's just going to start masturbating furiously because all that male testosterone.
Oh, gosh.
She's all fucking horned up.
She won't be able to control herself.
Yeah, she's going to be slip sliding across the bases. Like we look around, like Shannon's just sliding down the field. Like, Jesus Christ.
Like, what is this, a fucking water park? Oh, no.
And if it is baseball soccer, Bronx Johnny is more Mexican than you.
That's true. So he's South American.
He has the advantage.
Is there any sort of physical competition that we could beat High Society Radio in? Well, I think we're having a hard time beating High Society Radio in almost any physical competition if we include Shannon on the team.
Sumo.
Sumo?
Two out of three?
You'll probably be able to beat Stanley and Sumo, Zach.
Yeah.
You have, you know.
I can maybe beat Bronx Johnny.
He's got a low center of gravity, Shannon. I don't know.
No.
He's stout.
Shannon, Bronx Johnny will dump you on your fucking head. Are you out of your mind? And then I got Chris. Chris is an under the radar, fucking thick, meaty, tough son of a bitch. He's a fucking drug dealer in the streets. You know?
I did that.
Yeah.
He's from the fucking streets. He's slinging crack on the fucking streets of Brooklyn. What am I supposed to do?
That's completely untrue. We're not allowed outside. He's doing it from his home.
I
borrowed some pigeons from Mike Tyson. That's how
he's in call only.
I need drugs.
What's wrong? All right, hold on. What drugs do you need, Lewis?
I don't know. I feel like this is the time to do fun, hardcore drugs.
I feel the opposite. I feel like I bet coke dealers are having a fucking terrible time right now because I don't think a lot of people want to be just fucking banging rails.
Yeah, but I bet heroin dealers are doing great.
You're right. Yes, fentanyl patches.
People want to bang rails right now. Now is actually a pretty fun time to bang rails, I think,
because they're alone in their fucking apartments, and I mean, I guess some people's houses.
Would you come over here and bang rails with me right now?
Probably, yeah.
See? Like, what are we're not pussies, dude. Nobody's living their life like that, okay? Nobody's like, if I just said, oh, I got an 8-ball of coke right now, does everybody on the podcast want to just come over? Everyone would be here.
Look, you're going to cut that rail, but you're going to walk 6 feet away. All right, thanks.
We're just going to do 6-foot rails. It's going to get fucking up. What'd you say?
Go ahead, Zach.
Chris, go ahead, buddy.
I was just saying, get a conveyor belt, shoot it down that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how embarrassing it would be to have to go to the hospital for an overdose right now when there's a line to get in for everyone being sick and you have to go, I fucked up.
Look, I did this to myself. I kind of wanted to, and I'm sorry. Can I have a mask?
Yeah, Shannon, what is the price of these N95 masks? Maybe I don't have the name of the mask. Maybe I'm thinking of a highway. Can you please figure out the fucking mask?
You know what? It is N95, but on Amazon, I'll show you. There are a bunch of masks, but they're not N95.
Somebody is selling. There's a guy that got caught selling a bunch of fucking medical supplies. Oh, these are fun masks. 1623. Yeah, these are just silly masks. These are silly. None of them are real.
I saw a dude in a legit gas mask walking around the street the other day.
That's pretty cool. That's a look.
That is pretty cool, actually. Yeah. I just checked on Etsy, and they're not letting anyone sell N95 masks. So I think it's pretty much priceless, Lewis. You have a priceless item in your home. How many did they give you?
Two.
No, it's not that many.
Priceless times two, doggy. It's infinity. Infinity times two. What are you talking about? It's fucking insane. It's an immeasurable number.
Alibaba. I bet they have them on Alibaba.com.
Yeah, definitely. It's the fucking China Amazon.
Dude, Alibaba. It's fucking some fucking terrorist Amazon.
Shannon, come on. Let's get some numbers here.
I'm looking.
Yeah. All right, let's get a bidding war. How much would you guys pay for my N95 masks?
I mean, I have zero fucking N95 masks.
I have two.
You have two masks. Where'd you get them?
I got, you know, from my dude. What do you mean?
The same guy
who bought the 8-ball over when this quarantine started.
You trade some fucking hardcore drugs for them?
No, I bought some hardcore drugs and something the guy had was like, I got these too. An extra 20.
Oh, wait, your fucking coke dealer had N95 masks?
Yeah. I talked about it on Society the other day.
Shannon, they're 9 cents. Are you kidding me? For 200 of them?
You have impossible. To buy, you have to get a minimum of 200, and they're coming from China.
Yeah, so it's going to take 4 weeks. By the time they get here, you'll be dead coronavirus.
And the box is crawling with COVID-19.
Yeah, they're pre sneezed in.
This is all a ruse by the Chinese government.
You open it up and just 4 bats fly out?
God damn it.
It's like I Love Lucy with the chocolates, and there's just 2 Chinese ladies coughing into each one.
Now they're saying that the cases, they trace the cases in New York, and they're not from China. They're from Europe.
Yeah.
It's Ralph. Ralph is ground zero.
Yeah. It's also just fucking retarded. It's all like, I don't believe anything that anybody says. Now Ohio saying that they're counting everyone positive for COVID-19. Not only that test positives, but anybody that thinks they had it. Like, these numbers are all just like abstract, crazy. None of them are real. You can't, like, we don't know the variables to actually have a real assessment on what this is in terms of how damaging it is. We don't have enough of the numbers. It's simple fucking math. It's like high school math.
It's not high school math.
It's high school. Do I teach? First of all, I teach high school math to my child. Okay.
Is your child in high school?
No, but he's fucking very advanced.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Second grade, Puerto Rican high school.
He's about to graduate that. Great.
Also, I would like to note, I love the idea of Ralph being ground zero for all this, because the SDR show is the 9/11 of podcasts, because everyone on it stopped being cool in 2001.
Oh, no. Shit, wow. Combo breaker. Wow. Wow, Big J, take that shit. Zach, I realize that you're wearing an American flag cowboy hat like I usually wear.
Yeah, I bought it for wrestling, but I like it.
You can't just buy my hat. You can't take my persona, dude.
I Gomez, you motherfucker. This is for Nate. This is for Nate, baby.
Oh, man. Why are you ripping off Zach, dude?
What?
I had a look.
Yeah, I mean, that's Zach's look.
Yeah, man. That's totally Zach's.
What are you doing?
Mine's a cooler hat. It's like,
I don't know about that. No, I think Zach's is cooler. Yeah, I mean, I have a red, white, and blue hat, but it's a Montreal hat. So, it's Chris, now you're the only one out. I guess then Shannon.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what Shannon's wearing.
Yeah, that's true.
Shannon.
Yes.
Will you show us your butthole real quick?
No.
What if you gape it?
Do Shannon's sometimes, like, I'm thinking maybe she won't be paying attention and she'll start doing it? How cool would that be?
That definitely happens.
Right.
She's just not on cam, you know?
Shannon, how's your situation with clean underwear?
I have laundry. I do laundry in my apartment, so.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, unlimited clean laundry.
Boo. I was hoping you had some stank to you.
No, and I took a shower today.
Ew.
Get out of here.
Disgusting. Hey. Beat it.
Boring.
I was trying very to, boring. But now she's clean.
It's a very boring way to be. But yeah, they're trying to displace the anger and racism towards Asians. They're like, guys, it's not Asians. It's fucking Europeans.
It's black people. They're the...
Well, did you see the one African police chief? He's very upset.
No, I haven't seen this.
Here, pull up the African police chief, Shannon. This is in...
Is it in Africa?
I don't know. It's New Jersey, but he's black, so I just call him African. It's Uganda. Go ahead.
It's Die Hard.
Here we go. You should hear it now.
Let me tell you one thing. I am not going to be nice to some of you motherfuckers. Listen to me. Listen to me. I am not going to be nice to some of you motherfuckers. Let me tell you. We have a pandemic. Coronavirus is a pandemic. Can you fucking get your kids out from the street? Some of you motherfuckers, you have your kids out there, and it's fucking 9 p.m. I just cannot understand what the fuck is wrong with some of you. For God's sake, some of your kids are there, they're catching disease. Some of your kids are there, they are distributing the disease. You fucking need to go get your kid. You know, grab their nuts, grab their dick, and twist that nuts. You understand? It's fucking annoying. We have thousands of doctors that are dying for us today. Doctors are sacrificing their life. We have nurses who are dying for us today. Okay? So we have some of you motherfuckers, your kids are fucking at the park. It's 9 p.m. Some of you motherfuckers, you're having your kids are out there at the beach. They're fucking entertaining. Can you fucking understand you have a state of emergency?
Stopping.
Some of you
Like, some of your kids are out there. They are hunting lions. Some of your kids, they're out there. They are fucking babies.
I hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck because it's black.
Come on, scrap them by the nuts. That guy was fucking passionate.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't want people to get coronavirus.
It started raining right there as soon as he stopped talking.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What was the part in the beginning where he's like, some of you people have your fucking titties out here? I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what's happening in Africa, but apparently kids are fucking still hanging out in the streets. And this guy's very passionate. He's very upset about it.
Lewis, look out your window and tell us if that's true.
I can't fucking handle it right now. Can I tell you what's going on in the world right now?
What's wrong, Lewis?
Can I tell you what's going on?
Yeah.
So in my neighborhood, which is a pretty decent part of Harlem, it's very gentrified. My block's pretty white.
Congratulations.
You're here. It is a white block. I got a lot of white people that live in my neighborhood, a lot of families in my building. I'm proud of my area. Two blocks off of Central Park, block off of Morningside Park. It's a fucking nice area, right? A lot of restaurants all along Frederick Douglass Boulevard. Beautiful.
Okay, sounds like a neighborhood.
It's becoming slowly the new Upper West Side. I'm proud of it. I've considered, you know, buying something here eventually because I really like this neighborhood.
A bag of coke.
So what's happening is in Harlem in particular, because it's gentrified, all of the white people are scared ass bitches. And they're all inside. They're fucking quarantined. They do not go out. They go out like once every 2 weeks. They do their grocery shopping, their errands. That's that. And they're like nowhere to be found. Now, the really ghetto people that still live in the area, they don't give a fuck. So they're just out there. So now the neighborhood has just become, the only thing you see on the streets are the fucking most brazen ghetto people that are vocal. They're fucking, you know, I saw somebody on a unicycle the other day without a shirt on. It was fucking nuts.
Now that's a look.
It was crazy. It was like, he was so ghetto that it was like, it wasn't like he was like a nerdy circus performer guy. It's like, I feel like he stole this unicycle from a white person.
Sure.
Like, that's how I'm getting around, son.
Where the fuck's the rest of this bike?
He bought that part on the first. He's got to wait for the 15th to get the other part of the bike.
Doggy.
Describe him if you added a G to the middle of the world unicycle.
Dude, the whole fucking... So my neighborhood has sort of gone to shit. It's just... It's a shitty class of people that are regularly out and about in my neighborhood that I have to regularly interact with.
So you liked it better when there are more white people out and about.
Or even working class black people.
Working class black people, white people. It was, and look, all those ghetto ass black people were out there too. But they were diluted.
It was cut. It was cut with, you know.
Yeah, we cut them with some nice, pure white.
What?
Some pure fucking white we fucking mixed in.
You're basically dealing with the fentanyl of people right now.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, he's the guy's name, Fentanyl.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I miss my neighborhood, which was like, you know, it was sort of like a check and balance system. It was like the ghetto people were like, oh,
now it's check cashing place.
Now it's a check your balance system.
Checking triple beam balance.
The people, it was almost like the white people that were moving into the neighborhood sort of made the brown people and the ghetto people here feel like, all right, well, you know what? We have a certain sense of pride. Like people, like it felt like people were taking care of things here. You know what I'm saying?
And you think no one's taking care of anything anymore?
No. Now it feels.
Certainly not their kids.
No.
Chris.
But it's, it's a fucking. I don't know how much of this is real anymore, guys.
It's all real. I mean, it's real.
It's real. You don't know, dude.
What's not real?
What do you know? Do you know, were you ever at a hospital, dude? Have you been to one of the hospitals?
Why would I go to a hospital right now when it's filled with sick people and tired nurses and doctors?
How do you know it's filled with sick people until you get there?
Great point, Chris.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. You don't fucking know, dude. Until you see things for yourself, you don't know.
I'm going to start a flash mob group just going into hospitals and just trying
to... showing our dicks.
Everyone's... Everyone's sick, and then like a guy like on a ventilator just starts singing "We Are the Champions,"
and then they all start slowly singing.
Yeah, slowly.
It.
Like the doctors, certain doctors take off their masks.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna go so fucking viral with this. Everyone's gonna fucking love it.
They should do Thriller because that's a fun dance that everyone can do, like in the, their hospital gowns. Like,
anyone could do that dance. Yeah. And they're all faking it anyway.
Exactly. Like, look, they're all dancing now. This is just a big flash mob. What? Oh, dude, how cool would that be if this is just Ellen DeGeneres' largest flash mob ever, this COVID-19? Perfect. Like, everybody involved is just involved in the largest flash mob ever made by the Ellen show.
It'll give me even more reason to watch your show.
Okay. Lou, did you see the Twitter thread about people trashing Ellen?
Why are people trashing Ellen? I like Ellen.
One, I guess a guy that used to work for said that he would donate a dollar to, like, you know, the LA food bank for every person.
She would eat labias every morning before the show.
For every person that would write in with a story of how Ellen was shitty to them on her show. And it was a giant, because she's, like, notoriously one of the meanest people in the world.
And she's a dick, right?
I got no problem with that.
And it was, like, literally, like, wait.
Be bigger than Ellen.
But it was crazy shit. Like, there was somebody worked on a show on the lot next to her, and it was the executive producer's birthday, and they brought in a caterer who was grilling steaks, and Ellen went outside and made them shut his birthday party down because she's vegan and can't work if she smells meat.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Like, that kind of, like...
That is literally the most lesbian thing ever.
A waitress wrote in to say that
I can't even work if I smell meat.
Ellen wrote an email to the manager of her restaurant to complain that the waitress had chipped nail polish on one of her fingers when she served her.
Good.
And asking her to fire her.
Good.
I think that tells us all that Ellen, despite being a fucking, however tens of millions of dollars she has, is fucking totally miserable.
Ellen has a bowl of gum and mints outside of her office because you're not allowed to speak to her without newly fresh breath.
Good.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Good. Be better than Ellen, motherfucker. If you don't want to adhere by Ellen's rules, be better than her or get the fuck out of her office. Get out of her life. You can make a decision as an adult to work with somebody like that, learn from somebody like that, be better than somebody like that or not. I got no issue with fucking Ellen.
All right. What about that she fired her collaborator of 10 years because she refused to cross the picket line of the writer's strike? And then fired her from the show for all time because she wouldn't write during the writer's strike.
I think we can all be on Ellen's side on that one. What a piece of shit.
She is a monster.
I don't know, man.
And then she also ate shit because I think she was doing a show from her house or whatever out of quarantine. And they were and she said, like, this is like a jail. And then everyone just lost their shit on Twitter.
Yeah, then I saw people post pictures of her mansion. Yeah. And she was, I feel like I'm in jail. And it's like, yeah, like you said, like a 30-room mansion.
It's a fucking estate. There's a fucking compound.
Yeah, I mean, I we are hard on celebrities. We're hard on rich people. I'm guilty of it too. I see myself doing that.
Like, don't when say that, man.
That Imagine video came out, I was like, these fucking cocksuckers from their mansions, they're singing John Lennon songs. Go fuck yourself, every single one of you. But, you know,
I like it better than the original.
It's still, you know, it's still rough for fucking, you know, when you have that much freedom, it still fucking sucks. Like, Ellen can travel anywhere she wants. She probably takes 10 vacations a year. She probably, you know, has like a
yacht. Less than you.
Yeah, maybe. But it's like that, you know, that fucking sucks. But it is way different. I mean, even like now, like, you don't even got to be rich. I just wish I lived in a place that had more space. I want to have my own gym. I want to have a steam room. I want to have my own fucking yard with a little garden.
What would you fucking fight in a garden?
An octagon.
He's a job creator. What do you think he's going to do with the garden? He's going to go find some little Mexican lady to do the gardening.
And have some fucking gardening interns.
Yeah.
Huh. That'd just be a gardener. Those could do it for free. Lewis.
No. I'm going to have interns. I'm going to have a landscaping intern, plumbing intern,
steam room repair intern.
Guys, if you're smart about this, okay, first of all, High Society Radio, I know your numbers. You guys got a lot of fans. If you were smart, you could have interns in every area of your life, dude. Yeah, they don't need to work for that. The show. They also don't need to have college credit. They just, to be honest with you, a lot of these fans just want to be around you.
That's a good idea. You know, just what you're trying to say is just use people.
You could have a COVID-19 shield intern.
No one can get them.
They go into rooms first and breathe the air deeply before you get there. This is what I'm doing with Dylan now. And they just breathe nice and I was like, does this smell weird to you? Because you can smell COVID. You can smell it in the air, right?
Stop putting out bad information.
Am I weird or am I, when I walk by?
Oh, you're weird. Do you have to say anything else? Yeah, you're weird.
When I walk by old people now, I give them like a, I was like, oh, you smell COVID-y. All old people, for some reason, I feel like they're infected.
I mean, that's probably a good assumption. All young people are the ones you got to worry about. They're like children. Are the fucking ones that are the fucking spreaders. I don't even know
this much, right? So are children, am I allowed to drop off my son for a play date at his friend's house?
You probably should.
Is that considered, am I murdering old people by doing that?
You could be murdering old people if old people are at the house where the play date is.
Or if the kid at the play date is going to see old people.
Exactly. Because the kids are the ones.
What if he's like the... that movie where he sees old people instead of dead people.
Well, they see them. We can see old people. I mean, it's just, there's no difference there.
You don't know though, dude. What if that's the premise of the movie? I see old people.
Dude, there's an old person right behind you, Stan. I'm going to touch you with their gangly long fingers.
It's just a kid who volunteers at an old folks home. I see old people.
Yeah, it's your job, kid.
Yes, can you not? Have you been playing with James Gomez? Because his dad is very irresponsible during this pandemic. I've been trying to hook up with chicks.
Lewis, stop. You piece of shit. Just fucking be irresponsible. Just start this one time. And then once it gets fucking better, then just be an irresponsible piece of shit.
Lewis is fucking 85-year-old women through the entire pandemic.
Lewis, no.
I have an 82-year-old aunt who is hypertension, rather. And she's very hyperbolic.
Yeah, super horny.
She's very horny.
He needs dick.
My 82-year-old aunt is a fucking... Yeah,
I know what those arthritic fingers can't do, baby girl.
I know that uterus can't do either. I'm blowing loads.
Yeah, dude, she's dick-a-batic. And
talk about opening something and bats fly out.
So I like that. I'm concerned. And then this weekend as well, also, you guys should know, fucking Easter. This is what's going on right now. We've canceled Easter. Nobody even cares.
It's Good Friday, right? When this airs, it's Good Friday.
Is it Good Friday?
That's the day. That's the Friday before Easter, bro.
You're not supposed to eat meat on Good Friday.
No, I'm still on, though.
What a weird tradition. What a dumb, weird thing. One day per year, we're not going to eat meat. Why? You just you're sacrificing something?
You're not supposed to eat meat on any Friday during Lent.
When is Lent?
It's the 40 days before Easter.
39 days ago.
It's Ash Wednesday to Easter, right?
Are we in the middle of Lent right now?
Yeah. What did you give up, Lewis?
We're at the tail end.
Society? I'm going to tweet that. I gave up society for Lent.
We've all given up. 10 million people gave up working.
We've all given up work.
Getting paychecks.
Getting paychecks. Being hopeful about the future. That's fucking gone.
What did you give up for Lent? My dreams.
Handshakes.
Hugs.
Social interaction.
Human touch.
A profitable comedy festival.
Emotion.
Multiple.
Huh, what did I give up for Lent? Yeah, well, what a depressing time.
You know why we don't know it's Lent? It's because none of us have cable, so we're not constantly seeing the Filet-O-Fish commercial.
Oh, that's a good point.
That is true.
But they are still doing the thing of two Filet-O-Fish for $5 at McDonald's.
Not worth it. Terrible sandwich.
It's awful. It's disgusting.
Ungodly awful.
Would you prefer a Filet-O-Fish or remember those fish patties that they would give you in elementary school with the cheese baked in? What would you rather have?
I never liked fish until I was an adult. And even as an adult, I don't love fish. It's got to be a really good fish.
Hey, everybody, Shannon's peeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how she muted her mic because her apartment is definitely so small that we could be hearing her pee right now.
Shannon, are you stream?
Are you? Is there liquid running out of your vagina lips right now?
I didn't leave yet because I wanted to hear you guys when I type that. I have a very big apartment. I have two bedrooms. It's a really big apartment.
La-dee-da. Yeah.
You know what's in there? God. No loved ones.
That's true. I love my cats.
There's fucking 9 cats just fucking biting each other all day long.
Okay, I'm really going to pee now.
All right.
Shannon?
Gone.
Peeing. Peeing out that sweet little pus.
If she cared about the fans, she would have brought the fucking microphone into the bathroom and let us hear the tinkles in the toilet.
She should start a fucking like a show called Shannon Stream, and it's just on when she pisses.
That's hilarious.
Double entendre, bro.
What if it's not like little tinkles in the toilet? What if it's like a real heavy stream, like
fucking,
her own?
Like a fucking blast. Like, Jesus Christ.
You got 1 foot on the floor and one on the fucking rim of the toilet seat.
Do it for the fans.
What if Shannon, like,
farts while farts she pees?
Every time she pees, farts, like, just piss loud.
Farts.
Just
piss farts, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the kickstart. It's...
Real quick, let's do some plugs. Chris from Brooklyn.
Oh, what's going on right now? Just High Society Radio. Check that shit out every Thursday here on Gas Digital Network. Zach was just on recently. I think we're going to be doing a little behind the paywall bonus show this weekend. So that'll be up on Monday. Check that out.
Yeah, the Royal Rumble drinking game is what we're fucking doing.
Yeah, we're going to play the Royal Rumble drinking game where you get hammered. And, you know, fuck a Zoom happy hour. Just get fucked up with your boys. That and follow me at Chris from BKLYN on Twitter.
All right, sweet. Chris Stanley.
High Society Radio, of course. Everything Chris said in Bennington on SiriusXM live out of quarantine every day, 2 to 5 p.m. East on Faction Talk 103.
Listen, you're on your space commute.
That's right. Space radio.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Tonight's episode, trying a bit of a format change instead of a watch along. I'm going to be doing a thing where I talk about all my favorite trauma movies. We're going to show the trailers, and then I am interviewing my buddy Doug Sackman, who's got a few new movies up on Trauma's streaming service. So for the quarantine, a bit of a format change, and I hope you guys like the new version of the show for the time being.
Zach, I think you could still do a question. Just a little side note, production note. Why couldn't, like, you and a guest just start the movie at the same time, right? You guys can record your individual cameras, and then your production team can just splice in the video file afterwards. They have to do all this anyway. It all has to be done in post. The way that they have to edit everything, it's not like... So here's the thing, at Gas Digital, the way it works at the studio is it's recorded live to VMix, and then it's essentially there. With this, they have to download and upload anyway, so you're not actually giving them more work to do by doing it that way. It's probably a comparable amount of work to what you're doing. If you're concerned about giving them more,
it's
work.
Not. It's to be honest, I just don't feel like I tried it, like I tested it out, and it just didn't feel the same watching a movie with somebody on Zoom. And I thought it would be a fun way to try something new. Even if it's just like 2 or 3 episodes, I want to just try it out and see if I like it.
Or fuck it, dude. Come over here and let's get a couple done in person here.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I just want to... I'll probably do like 2 like this and then watch a movie.
There's an ape like over there.
Shannon, I have a new idea for another segment on the show, but real quick, let me do my plugs real quick as well. Guys, GasDigitalNetwork.com, give it away a 30-day trial right now. While everyone is hanging out at home with a lot of downtime, I know a lot of people are just binge-watching everything. This is a great time to go start from the beginning of Real Ass Podcast. Go back through the archives, the on-demand library. Over 500 episodes are available at your fingertips. This is not only Real Ass Podcast, we also have 500 episodes of Legion of Skanks. We have Believe You Me. We have Zach and Miguel's Midnight Spook Show, High Sided Radio Show, Shannon's The Thing Is, Tommy Dreamer's Show, Jamie Joss's Show, Dave Smith's Part of the Problem. I mean, we have 22 shows that we're launching, Corinne Fisher and Joe DeRosa's Show. We have another show we're launching in another 2 weeks as well. Incredible podcast content, the funniest uncensored content on the planet. Not only do you get the entire On Demand library, nearly 10,000 hours of content at your fingertips, but you get pre-release on all of these episodes. You have access to the live chat. I'm in the live chat every episode now. Zach, coming to the live chat tomorrow.
Okay.
Zach will be in the live chat on this show as well. We're hanging out in the live chat, baby boys. That's only for members. It's only for subscribers. Use the promo code RAP30. We give you a 30-day free trial. If you keep the membership, you save $1.50 on that membership. So it's only $7 a month. You have access to everything. It's cheaper than any of the streaming services that are out there. And I believe that, in my opinion, funnier than anything else that you can get out there. Also, go to Louis J. Gomez Presents, LouisJGomez.com. You can grab my special. You can purchase it right there. Own it forever. It's going to be a classic for all of eternity. and my live dates. I will be updating everything as soon as we can confirm everything. Live dates will be updated. Obviously, Skankfest has been rescheduled September 25th to 27th, Houston, Texas. Thank you very much, Yo Kratom, for being a fucking incredible sponsor. Go support Yo Kratom, YoKratom.com, because they are fucking sticking with us throughout this crazy, crazy time. All right. That's all I got to plug. That's it.
You said 10,000 hours of content on Gas Digital Network? Mm-hmm. That means you guys did some quick math. That means you can listen, you can stream all of Gas Digital's library for an entire year, which is probably how long the fucking quarantine's going to last. That means you have to
year.
And most of that is pre-coronavirus content. So you can pretend this whole thing isn't going on.
Yeah, it's nostalgia. It's nostalgia content.
Yeah. By the way, High Society Radio has 1,700 episodes. It's crazy.
We have more episodes than Doctor Who. We've been airing longer.
It's years of show. 1953 was when the first radio broadcast happened. And then, you know, there were multiple doctors, a.k.a. Johnnies. And, you know, it's been going on and on forever.
It's crazy. Yeah, man. So here, I have this idea for the segment. Maybe we'll do it on the next one, because we did on the last one, Shannon. We're gonna be testing out new segments on every show during this whole fucking quarantine. We're gonna be growing. Look at how hot Shannon looks. Look at her.
We just say in this view, in the view up top on the screen, doesn't it look like Lewis is Shannon's handler at the world's saddest bachelor party?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Shannon, we're going to do a new segment every show. And
Lewis brought $35 in singles.
Last time we did What Are You Snacking On, which I thought was a great segment. What are you snacking on? So I thought of another idea for this, because I like inspiring our fans to try new things, right? So sure. New segment idea. And fuck it, we'll do it today. Guys, I got to ask you, what are you jerking to?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What are you jerking to, Stanley? What's the newest thing you're jerking to?
All right, so you know how there's the Vixens, your Blacks, your Tushy.coms? Well, there's like an
alternate. Is that all under one umbrella, one production company, Vixen, Black, Tushy?
It's all Greg Lansky. Like, he's the mastermind behind it all.
Okay, I just realized that Stanley knows a lot more about what he's jerking to than I realized.
Look, I see good production in my porn. I'm like, who's doing that? And I look.
Who knows the name of the guy? Like
Greg Lansky?
Greg Lansky,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Lansky? You know Lansky?
No, no, Greg Lansky. He's a great Instagram follow. Better than Dan Bilzerian.
He's a great Instagram follow.
I don't know who the fuck he is, dude. I remember Dan Bilzerian. The first time I heard about Dan Bilzerian.
He's my spirit animal.
First time I heard about Dan Bilzerian was the first time that I also heard about one of my favorite porn stars. And her name is Janice Griffith.
She's the best, isn't she?
Great.
She's so hot. She's so hot.
Fucking fantastic.
She's a little piggy. And she's so hot. I love her. But the first time I heard about both of these people, it was because she was partying on his boat and he picked her up and tried to throw her off his boat.
It was at his mansion. And he was throwing her
It wasn't his boat. That's right. He was trying to throw her off like a balcony of his mansion into the pool. And she just hit the side, the corner of the pool.
I do remember that.
Yeah. I heard that story and then I started following her on Instagram. And yes, then I was like, wait, that's her. Oh, shit.
She's so hot. He like broke her hip and then had to like pay her a bunch of money.
Yeah, she got fucked up.
Dude, I'm not saying, look, it's fucked up to say, but like, what a baller move. You like just throw a hot chick under the ground and break her hip and pay her and be like,
Kobe.
He fucking totally, he whiffed the shot. It was a fucking.
I hope it was like when you throw a paper ball in a garbage can, you're like, hey, I bet you a buck I can throw this whore in the pool. And it's like, sir, you owe me a dollar.
Dude, he fucking broke this little tiny petite whore and was just like, yeah, I got $1 billion. Whatever, what are you going to do? Let's go gamble.
Let's go gamble and smoke weed. That's all he fucking does.
He's like, dude, I spent $8,000 on a human-sized spatula to scrape her off the side of the pool. Check this shit out.
He also used to, I think he everything's built on lies. Like, all his money's from his dad, and like, he lied. He said he was a SEAL, but he isn't. It's all a bunch of bullshit. I have no idea. He seems like a real fucking prick.
Maybe.
So what are you jerking to, Stan?
Oh, deeper.com is the bootleg version of all those fucking Greg Lansky joints. Deeper.com, but you can just search deeper on Pornhub. It's just like other high production porn, which I feel like, you know,
deeper for a second, because I don't know if I've seen deeper.
Let's go
see a lot of those other ones.
I recently haven't, but then I found out, oh my god, what's this? Like, because I've seen all the Vixens, the Tushies, the blacked raw, Tushy raw. It's a great fucking umbrella corporation.
Well, what is the difference between blacked and blacked raw? They don't use condoms in blacked.
Blacked raw is interracial pornography, but it's shot like it's amateur porn.
Oh, this is deeper.
This is deeper. This is just other. This is just like an alternate version of.
I don't like this. This is so okay. So here's my problem with this.
What's your problem, buddy?
The lighting.
I like the lighting. That's my thing.
No. The lighting is not good. The lighting is not good, dude.
Really?
This is also a little bit too. Let me see. Do I know any of these? Emily Willis, pretty hot, like that chick.
She's great. This is where they go before they start being like OD pigs, though, right? Like, this is like the classy shit.
It's classy, yeah.
Some of these chicks have been in a lot of stuff, though.
Yeah, this set has granola bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, these bitches. This is good for them. Good for them. It's a little bit too. It's a little too high quality for me.
Okay, that's fair, because I get that, because there's high production value on this stuff.
I like high production value, but if I'm going to go with high production value, I think I need a little bit more.
I don't like the lighting.
I need more of a hook. Exactly. I just said that. I do not like the lighting.
Yeah. I don't like a romantic lighting in a porn. I want it like bright and it to seem a little uncomfortable. I like
you know what it is? It's almost like that lighting is what somebody didn't know how to do lighting and they just settled on that. They were like, cool, I guess it looks kind of cool. It sucks. That lighting
very Red Shoe Diaries-y, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like old school Showtime, 1 o'clock in the morning.
It looks like American Horror Story.
I love it.
I hate it, Chris. You're wrong.
Whatever.
This actually, the segment is we decide whether or not you're right
about what you masturbate.
You're wrong about this, Chris.
Yeah. If we don't have a consensus that we like what you're jerking to, you're gay now.
You're now gay, and you're not allowed to jerk. You have to promise that you're not allowed to jerk to that anymore. You're never allowed to jerk to it again.
I promise never to jerk to that ever again.
Loser leaves sound match. It's off the fucking table, dude. Deeper is fucking done.
Guess it's back to hentai for me, which I did jack to a lot in high school and early 20s.
And earlier,
a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Hey, Chris from Brooklyn, what are you jacking to?
Well, you know, since there's the free Pornhub Premium, I'm getting the long extended cuts of the Swallowed, the True Anal. You know, to Mike Andrino, is that guy's name? That's dude.
Him.
Yeah, that guy.
How do you know the names of the fucking dudes?
He's the director.
You don't even know the name. You're knowing like the names of the behind the scenes guys. This is crazy, dude.
Yeah, you got to know who's content you like. You know what I mean? He's like the Ralph Sutton of ass fucking.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I come back to me with this question, Lewis, because there's also on Pornhub, there's a bunch of compilations of James Dean where he interviews girls and then they over the interviews, he's banging them out. And
yes. Those are pretty good.
It's almost the reverse fuck a fan. Where James Dean
quality content
goes and fucks his fan. Check this out, okay? One of the girls that he fucks, Stanley, I don't know if you even fucking know this, because I'm about to fucking blow your mind.
Blow my shit up.
I'm spitting on your dick right now.
So
hot. Just realize that you're getting a nice fucking, even a nice jerky jerk session for the next day and a half.
Oof,
one of the girls that he does it with is a stand-up comedian.
Really?
Really?
Which one?
What's her fucking name? I need to know right now. Shannon, look it up. Look it up.
She wrote an article about it. Like, it's how it was, like, liberating.
Yeah, she's really? Like, I'm a feminist.
Isn't James Dean, like, a rapist now, though? Like, didn't all those feminists turn on him?
Yeah.
They did.
He's, he crushes some hot puss. That's another level of, like, being comfortable with your sexuality to where you will jerk off to male, you'll find a male porn star. Like, I've gone on,
Jen Tisdale.
Yes, Jen Tisdale.
We'll look this up later.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it on Skanks, and I talked to her about it. You know, I was like, we're not being shitty. It's like, you, sure, fuck yeah. This, you know.
Yeah. And
She brought it up to me. She's like, I did this porn. I was like, oh, yeah, we've talked about it on my podcast, and I've masturbated to it. She did it twice. Two different porns with this guy.
Shannon, bring this chick up. I'm pretty sure I probably masturbated to this.
You've definitely masturbated to this woman. For show.
For show.
So, yes, that series, 100%. I've definitely been there before.
Good. I'm glad that we're in the same place together.
I liked it, but I like that. And that's, you have to be comfortable with yourself. You'd be like, I want to watch James Dean fuck women. And you're like, you're mentally, you're in a place where like, I am James Dean. I want to be James Dean. You're saying those words, technically.
But the actor, though.
Yeah. If Stanley, if you and Lois jerked off to the same porn at the same time and came at the same time, do you think you would Freaky Friday?
I hope so.
Because imagine Freaky Fridaying the second after you come and you look down and you're just Lewis holding his dick.
That was a child in the background.
That was the first version of the script in the movie Vice Versa. That's what happened in the movie. Yeah, it was Fred Savage and who was it? Judge Reinhold?
Dude, Fred Savage is the best name for a male porn star. What a waste.
Yeah.
What have they done?
Yeah, there was a whole series of movies swapping cum movies. Yeah,
Cum Swappers 3 is a good one. I'm jacking at that.
Yeah, okay. Fred Savage and who was the dad? Yeah, Morgan, it was Judge Freeman. Reinhold.
Oh.
No, it was James. Fred Savage becomes an old black man.
This morning I was a 13-year-old boy riding my skateboard, and now I'm an old freckled black man. It truly is a Freaky Friday.
Get busy jerking or get busy dying.
Dude, Fred Savage and Morgan Freeman switching phrases.
I mean, I just threw a name out there. I was just trying to help. I don't know.
That was Judge Reinhold, and then there was 18 again with Kirk Cameron and
Kirk Douglas.
No. It was the old guy, George Burns, right?
He is old or was old.
And then
there's more.
Was there more SWAT movies? There was more SWAT movies.
18 again is also what's been keyed into Anthony Cumia's car.
yeah, was that at the end of the swapping movies?
I think so.
Oh
yeah.
No.
It was the Jamie Lee Curtis one. That's Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
It was Freaky Friday, but then so there was the other one. Do you remember this movie? It wasn't
isn't there one with like Zac Efron?
They remade one of them. Yeah. So there was one, it wasn't a SWAT movie, but it was sort of in the same realm. I haven't thought about this movie in a really long time, but the whole premise of the movie was a girl wished that she was a guy.
Juana Man?
Yeah, these are all the SWAT movies, yeah.
17 Again is the one I was thinking of.
Oh, I remember 17 Again. Was that with Chandler?
17 Again is a remake of 18 Again.
And The Change Up.
So, no, the movie I'm thinking of, though, this movie was about a girl. She wished upon a star that she was a guy. She's, like, on her roof, and there's, like, a shooting star, and she wishes, and she wakes up, and she's got a dick.
That's woke.
That's all I remember about the movie, is she wakes up and looks in her pants, and she's got a cock.
Does she start jacking?
Just sucking her own dick. She's she just need a dick in her mouth so bad?
Are you talking about The Hot Chick with Rob Schneider?
No, this is a movie from my childhood. Chick. No, it's not sexual. This is from my childhood. This is, it's fucking me up. Shannon.
It's the Christmas Switch. Weren't we supposed to be playing Christmas music this entire episode?
We are, by the way. We haven't talked about it, but through this whole episode, Christmas carols have just been playing.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Shannon, you're doing that.
Yeah.
As conversations change and segment changes happen, I want new fucking drops to hit.
You should probably put like snow over the screen too.
Yeah.
This is a Christmas day. We're putting everyone in a good mood. Played. I like you, boom, boom, down. Shannon, please. That's a great,
that's a great Christmas song.
It's a fucking, Shannon, I want you to do all of that. We're trying to put people in a good mood right now where people are very depressed. So
sad time.
We're going to make everyone fucking feel like it's Christmas time. Isn't that a brilliant idea?
I mean, it's an idea. People don't really like Christmas music unless it's Christmas. That's the issue.
Do you guys want to come over and do some cocaine?
Yeah.
I said yes like a half hour ago.
Just get in the fucking Uber. Let's party. Let's get crazy.
I'm going to call it Oobs.
Zach's going in Uber.
Light this shit up.
What time is it? It's only 10:30.
All right, look. Me, Zach, and Chris are in Brooklyn. Let's get an Uber fucking share.
You can't. They're gone.
You're not allowed, yeah.
Really?
But you guys could take one Uber to one place and then Uber together.
No. We can still do multiple stops in an Uber.
Good point.
Too expensive.
How much is it?
70.
70?
To your house from my house right now, yeah.
How is it that I can fly to Los Angeles for $23, but I can't get an Uber to your fucking house? That's psychotic.
The Uber's going to cost more than the flight now?
It would literally cost Uber more than a flight. I can fly to India right now for the same price as that Uber.
Let's see. How much is a flight to Wuhan, China right now? They opened it up, right?
They pay you to go.
Open, dude. They're fucking ready to go. I ate Chinese food throughout the fucking pandemic.
All the Chinese places are closed by me.
Me too.
I was eating takeout, and then they all closed. I think they're, like, terrified of getting hate crime.
Zach, what are you jacking to?
There's a lady on Pornhub who updates every day, and she's got a ridiculous big fake ass and ridiculous big fake tits, and she's been doing videos of her getting fucked in a pandemic mask.
Oh, good. It's on brand.
And she's got a big fake ass and a white dude who, like, titty fucks her butt cheeks. Been real into it.
Sounds great.
And then today he came on her mask.
And it's every day?
Yeah, I feel like there's a new one every day. She's got a lot of content out there.
Good for her. She had a lot of that banked up.
There's some chick who showed up. I guess she has an OnlyFans too, but it's like all over Pornhub, and it's just like crazy woman fucks her own face with a dildo, but then she's like, she looks like literally mentally ill, but she's got like thick eyebrows. What the fuck is her name? Just like a crazy, she looks like an Instagram chick.
Is it Brenda Justice?
No.
Oh.
That was fast, Shannon.
Maybe. Show me a
Shannon, what are you jacking to?
The same thing that I always jack to. It's just Rob Diesel. But I have a problem because all of my vibrators, I have three of them, one from Zach, and all of the chargers have broken. And then for my smallest one, the silver bullet, I can't find the charger, so I can't charge
Shannon,
any of them.
That's a can of Coors Light. What's wrong with you?
So I can't,
what are you supposed to be doing with that?
I can't charge any of my
when the mountains turn blue, it's ready.
Thanks, guys.
You'll go with the banquet beer. This Coors original, you know?
Shannon's jammed a fucking bottle of Mick Ultra in her pussy. Like, Shannon, what are you doing?
They call this one the champagne of dildos.
What's the last thing that I jacked to?
Tell us, Lewis, tell us.
The last thing I jacked to, all right, xvideos.com is my porn website of choice.
Really? Over Pornhub?
I use that a lot too.
I enjoy X videos.
I like Smutter. Smutter's pretty good.
No, Lewis means videos of his exes. That's pretty much all he jerks it to.
I jerk off to my own porn videos all the time, though. I have plenty of my own like sex tapes in my phone that I masturbate to myself regularly. Is that some crazy fucking serial killer shit?
No.
That's narcissism. That's about it.
No, you can get yourself in the fantasy, dude. You guys want to see some?
Yeah, sure.
Shannon, you want to see my porn?
No, thank you.
Shannon,
Lewis
come on,
did
look.
This to me.
No, thanks.
In LAX at 7 o'clock in the morning once, and just full volume started playing videos of him fucking as people walked by us. As he had his fidget spinner and penny board in one hand.
It's like a fucking meme, a living meme. What the fuck is going on? Shannon, you can go to the Gas Digital HR department about this.
Yes, yeah, the homosexual retard department, yeah.
Yeah, whoa, Shannon, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Now I'm going to the HR department.
Wait, we put Dylan in charge of an entire department?
Yes. Shannon, you wouldn't watch one of my sex tapes?
No, Lewis, when you put your fake dick in front of me at Skankfest, I blocked it out of my mind. And I said, please don't put this in front of me.
You didn't block it out of your vagina, though.
I did. Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but if Lewis fucked your fake tits with his fake dick, did anything really happen?
Yes, because it's on my body. They're within my body.
Shannon, it's like making a Ken and a Barbie doll smash into each other. It's not
is
real.
That a it's nothing.
Yeah. That's just my dick. Yeah. No, I mean I have a whole slew of porno videos.
All right, we're waiting.
No, I'm not going to share because Shannon's here.
Good point. That's classy, Lewis.
I'll send you guys clips.
I can turn around. Sentence.
Shannon, you're not going to turn
that
around.
That would be ideal.
Yeah, Shannon's. No. We're going to wrap this one. This has been a fun show.
This has been really fun.
This has been really fun, man. Is a better way to live life. Are you guys
also, we're going to wrap this one up is how none of Lewis's porn tapes start.
You're very true. It's very accurate. Gentlemen, are you guys coming over and bringing drugs?
I thought you had the drugs. We're going to go to your house for.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Party at Lewis's house right now. Shannon, are you coming?
No, I have to edit this episode and get it ready for 11 a.m. tomorrow.
I think you have a party.
Good job, Shannon. I'm going to go play Doom, I guess.
Do you really want Christmas music during the whole episode?
100%.
Well, then it's going to take me a lot longer.
What I want, good.
It can't start until after he says, Shannon, I want Christmas music throughout this whole episode.
Yeah. And then
that's at the beginning.
What I want is when we do. Like major subject changes, you have to almost like pause it. It's not just going to even be like the, like no. us talking.
No, I want it to be a seamless fade. You have to DJ it.
You know, I'm telling you, that's not how it's going to go. One song is going to seamlessly go into the other, but I can't promise it's going to go with subject changes.
Every time we talk about cocaine, you have to play Let It Snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'll just play Let It Snow the whole episode.
So, you know, if I say something like that, that makes sense. Like, you know, if I,
you can stop there.
If I mention looks, you know, at that point, I'd be like, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Anyway, you go. But what's your favorite Christmas song, Stanley?
I'm going to say it's the Pogues' Fairy Tale New York.
Of course, you fucking.
What's that?
That's a good one.
It's actually a good fucking Christmas song.
Because you're all hex.
I'm talking like shit.
Chris from Brooklyn, what's your favorite Christmas song? It's going to be a good one, dude. Some fucking.
Jim Jones. Dipset Christmas.
That's a pretty good one, actually.
What is that? How does that go?
It's living fast and bawling at Christmas time. Actually, that's my favorite Christmas song. It's Jim Jones from the Dipset Christmas album. Shannon can pull it up. She spliced that in right here. I'm not gonna sing a song for you, Lewis. I'm sorry.
Sing it. I want to hear it. Go.
No shot.
I'll sing one.
Go ahead. You like
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Harlem. White power.
Oh, come on.
Just like the ones I used to know. Pretty good, right?
That's really good, man. It's really good.
Any other requests before we get out of here? I'll keep going, by the way. I'll just
what's about the Mariah Carey song? Mariah Carey Christmas song.
Chris, what song or what video game should I download? I'm going to leave here and I'm going to download another video game, new game.
Wait, what? What are you asking for?
Video game recommendation from you.
I'm doing a podcast.
Who's that?
Women.
Oh, were they trying to get that COVID?
Trying to get this fucking cock, doggy. These women love my jism. I haven't told them my cum does not taste good.
You haven't told them yet?
Let them find out for themselves.
Yeah. I've been told that, yeah, because, yeah, when you're going to come in a girl's mouth, you're like, baby, take it. And you have that moment where you look in her eyes, you're like, this isn't going to be good. Like, I'm sorry, I've been eating really shitty lately.
Poor diet, miss.
I'm so sorry.
It's keto, though, you know.
Also, I'm HIV positive. I don't know if it transfers this way, but, you know, I got to be honest.
You should download Fortnite.
I think your stomach acid would kill the AIDS, right?
Yeah, of course. That's how that works.
Is it?
I mean, I think stomach acid would kill AIDS. You might get AIDS. It might AIDS you up on the way down. A little of that AIDS might seep in.
Why don't we use stomach acid to combat AIDS then?
You should just inject people with AIDS also with stomach acid.
Shoot stomach acid into their veins and see what happens. Don't know that it won't work.
You're right. I never tried it.
It's true. But if your gums are bleeding, right? Yeah. If you have sensitive gums, you'll probably catch AIDS.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Is that true? Anybody ever caught AIDS from giving a blowjob to a guy with AIDS?
I mean, who knows, man? I mean, maybe.
Probably. Right?
Probably one dude has.
Yeah, probably a dude has caught AIDS from sucking multiple AIDS dicks in a row in the 80s.
Yeah, but he also took a dick in the butt, so we don't know where it came from. We don't know the source. Just like COVID-19 is coming from Europe and New York. Okay.
The 5G.
Fine. Okay. Like we are, you know, like we weren't, you know, like fine. Europe is the mouth and China is the butt. We dipped into the butt. Let's get real. We dipped into that butt.
No, it's the mouth.
We dipped into that fucking butt.
No, the mouth dipped into some butt, and the mouth that dipped into the butt came over to America.
Or maybe the butt dipped into the mouth, and then we dipped into the mouth.
You never go China to Europe.
Never.
You gotta go Europe, China. Yeah. Never China, Europe. Or you're asking for problems.
You never go China to Europe, or else you pull your dick out. Looks like Africa.
All right, dude, we're gonna wrap it. All right, guys, thank you for supporting the show. Go subscribe, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP30. Get a 30-day free trial and support all the shows. We love you guys for listening and supporting and sharing and all that good stuff. Shannon, we did not do the fucking giveaway.
Right. I can pick a random subscriber right now.
We'll do it on Monday, Shannon.
Okay.
Please don't forget.
I won't.
Just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten
and children listen to hear sleigh bells and snow.
Are you guys coming over with drugs?
You said you had the drugs. I mean, that's the thing.
I do, but bring some more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're on our way. We all called Ubers.
Yeah, sweet. I called a Lyft.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Thank you very much.
Bye.